Anti-smoking advocates say the air in bars and restaurants is clearer with Madison's new expanded smoking ban, but a haze of controversy lingers. The latest issue to cloud the city's horizon is enforcement of the new rules. The Madison Professional Police Officers Association says the department needs more money if it's to handle smoking disputes that may occur. George Twigg is a spokesperson for Mayor Dave Cheslevich, who expects police intervention to be minimal, and adds the request for more city money unwarranted.
The enforcement of the Madison smoke-free law is going to be primarily an education issue, working with the bar owners, working with patrons to educate them about what the law requires and how to comply.
During the first week of the smoking ban, Madison's health department did a spot check for compliance. Tommy Schneider, director of environmental health, says the department passed out informational posters, but no warnings and no tickets.
Our establishment owners have responded, and the comments coming back from the customers have been very positive. They really enjoy going into these places and not coming out smelling like smoke, having their eyes water.
They must be talking to a lot of the people that I'm not talking to.
That's Robin Goldberg, owner of Dream Lanes, a bowling alley on Madison's outskirts.
We found that both smokers and non-smokers alike are very alarmed by this. These are rights that these individuals have, and as long as their rights don't infringe upon other individuals' rights, they should be allowed to use a legal substance on private property.
Goldberg says he's lost 21 bowling teams who want to play where they can also smoke indoors. The Madison Common Council recently voted to keep its strict smoking ban, despite early efforts to repeal it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.